of the law. And joining me today is Snehal Batra. She's managing attorney at NPC's Raritan office. Hello, Snehal.
Hello, Vijaya Kamsha, and namaste to our audience.
Saru Chu and namaste, Snehal. Good to see you. And Snehal, I had a basic question for you. So there is the L1A visa. Tell us a little more about it and what are the basic requirements around it?
Sure, absolutely. So the L1 non-immigrant visa, it's basically it's called the intra-company transfer. It's a temporary work visa. The L1A is for multinational executives and managers, and the L1B is for specialized knowledge individuals. So the L1A is actually a very powerful visa for our Indian nationals, mm-hmm. because if you're born in India, the huge advantage of the L1A is that it is a fast track to the green card under the EB1C employment-based category. So what does that mean? It means you don't have to wait in the years and sometimes decades of backlogs for EB2, EB3 classifications. So it's really great. Uh-huh. So the general requirements for the L1A is, first of all, there has to be a foreign company and a U.S. company that are related, because you're transferring a manager, you know, from your foreign operations to the U.S. operations. So there has to be what's called a qualifying relationship between the entities, and one of these entities needs to be doing business. So the relationship could be a parent, subsidiary, an affiliate, branch. So we have to prove this through documentation to show that the same person or people can make decisions for both companies. And uh-huh. that's satisfying that first requirement. Mm-hmm. The second requirement is that the person that you want to bring to the U.S. has to be working for the related company outside the U.S. full-time for at least one continuous year within the last 3 years. And they have to be working as a manager or an executive. So you have to prove they've been working there through payroll records, tax returns, and you have to have some proofs about their supervisory authority.
Uh-huh.
Hire people, fire people. So that's how you satisfy that second requirement. The third requirement is that when you bring them to the U.S. and you're transferring them here, they're going to be filling a managerial or executive role. Mm-hmm. So we need to describe the details about the position, the reporting structure, how many direct reports do you have. So essentially, those are the three main requirements.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the benefits I want to quickly talk about, because it's helpful for our Indian clients, is that
yes.
there is no educational requirement. So you technically don't need a degree to qualify. Okay. You have to prove that you have managerial experience.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay for up to 7 years, apply for a green card. There is no annual limit like the H-1B. Spouses, your dependent spouse who comes on the L-2S now is authorized to work as well. And another very interesting aspect to this is if you don't have yet U.S. operations and you just have a company back home, there's a special category that allows you to open up a new office and send somebody to start operations.
Oh, nice.
And we'll have to save that for another day because
yes.
it's a little bit beyond our basics.
Mm-hmm.
But a very powerful visa, of course, not everybody can qualify, right? Because you need the company in India in our case and company in the U.S. But
mm-hmm.
if there is any kind of possibility like that, we can work together to potentially qualify somebody, if not now, maybe in a year's time to bring them over.
Yeah. Wow. That was great. Thank you for clarifying so much on the L1A visa. It's going to benefit a lot of folks out there. Thank you, Snehal. So folks with offices in New York, New Jersey, Indiana, Florida, Canada, and India, the best counsel and representation in immigration law, that's the NPC Law Group. And they're just a phone call or a click of a mouse away. All you need is to visit visaserve.com or call them at 201-670-6700.